Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being aired and recorded for June the 10th, 2023. And we're going to look at a question that I imagine most people have in their minds, but simply do not take much further into their heart. And so we're going to look at this whole issue of what seems to be wrong with our country. So I get this email from S. Pearl. I don't know this person at all, okay, just so you know. And this person says they listen to our podcast and watch my TV programs, and I'm very grateful that you do. Thank you. And the question goes into a litany of things. What is wrong with our country and all these killings? And then it goes into other issues that I don't really feel competent to talk about. I'm not a politician. I know nothing about politics, really. I really don't. So I don't want to too much talk about it. But you know that what's wrong with our country thing is it's highly annoying to me. I'm going to be very, very honest and blunt. It's annoying that we don't see how mentally ill our country is. And the provisions for taking care of people who are mentally ill, who is the majority of what the American public is really all about, is just simply ineffective. They don't work. You can't tell people that they're mentally ill. They don't believe it. I have mentally ill students. I have mentally ill friends. I've had mentally ill family. These are people who think they're doing just fine. They act and believe and think like the normal American would. But we don't see that the normal American and what we are prone to believe in and think about as sane is really mentally ill. I'm going to just give a small quote here from the Tao Te Ching, and it says it all. How do I know the world, Lao Tzu says? By that which is within me. So we are all a part of this craziness, and to define mentally ill is a difficult thing to do when we're all mentally ill. Like Krishnamurti said, being well-adjusted in a sick society is no sign of any kind of sanity, and he was right. We are sick. We are ill. The reasons for it are numerous. You could go into all sorts of things, or the way we raise children, how we raise them, what we expose them to, the amount of political pushback and arguing that goes on, people seeing that the government really just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's built on partisanship. And that's just the way it is. It's human being stuff, and it's dark, and it's the bane of our existence here on Earth. So, to answer the question, what's wrong with our country? The people. We the people are. And we put up with all sorts of things within ourselves that we think just don't matter. It's the level of our hate, the level of our fear, the level of our anger, those three things. And as we sit and try to compensate for our mental illness and the life that we lead in mental illness, we take it out on government, we take it out on all sorts of petty things, and we start to think that we're in the right. We think that we're way back in the, dinosaur days. We have incarnated in this world through the Kali Yuga all sorts of different kinds of entities that are violent, that were around, let's say, in the Civil War era. That's why we see the South rising again so strongly. We see all these things occurring because we have not matured. this planet, you have to understand where you are. And if you don't understand where you are and why this planet exists, it exists for entities such as myself and you that came into this world from previous lifetimes where we were, shall we say, more ignorant than we are even now. And we've become more and more ignorant over our lifetime about the where we are and what we are. We've accepted and bought into nihilism, which is the extreme of thinking that nothing matters and that all the stuff that is going on in the world is normal or is exciting or whatever. We are mentally ill. And the fact that we put up with this mental illness within us and do not recognize what it's really all about. I mean, just take a look. What is sane in our country today? Do you think our form of entertainment is sane? Look at what we like. Just look at what we like, what we watch, what we like to watch. It's all about sinister attitudes in people, in actors and storylines. It's all about stealing, robbing, lying, cheating. You don't think that has anything to look at video games, killing people, being killed, killing and in competition with how many people you can kill in a game. You don't think all of this matters? That's the illness, that we don't think it matters. We don't think that that has anything to do with our problems. And then we weigh it with the idea of freedom of speech and freedom of this and freedom of that. And if we're all so free, which we like to believe that we are, how come we're having all these issues and problems? Well, it's because we enjoy violence. Violence is what lives within us. It is prehistoric. It is primitive. It is what we do. And when the last-ditch effort of boredom hits us, we think we can go out and legally kill people just for the fun of it. And we just are mentally ill. And what we choose in the form of idealism and entertainment formulates a tremendous amount of personal violence. And when people aren't raised well, they're not taught how to deal with their anger, their hostilities, when they simply can't do what they need to do to take care of their hostilities within themselves, about themselves, and take responsibility for what they feel and what they are inclined to do, you're going to have these problems. And that's what we live in. We live in a chaos, a nihilism that supports the idea that nothing matters. And because we live in this nihilism, we find that there is going to be and will be wars and rumors of wars, as Jesus talked about, and there will always be this suffering. The antidote to it would be, well, not something that we're anything a part of in our culture and our society. We're warmongers. The United States is basically like a pirate ship, rape, kill, pummel, steal, lie. We have become everything we thought we weren't. And this has all occurred over generations. Generations that have deteriorated the essence of what it means to live consciously and to live with one another in a, shall we say, harmonious way. That is never going to happen. As Jesus said, in this world there will always be wars and rumors of wars, and so that's the way it is. What is the answer? Well, my students know what I'm going to say: to transcend. We are here to transcend all of this, to leave behind that primitive aspect of us and move into conscious living, where consciousness prevails, not conscience, and where we live in a manner of speaking that is in respect for one another, and to let love live us, to find authentic love and let it live us. But we ain't interested in any of that as a whole. Anyway, there you are. Hope it helps. I wish it would. Thank you for your question, and I'll be on the air again tomorrow morning. I hope you will join me. Please forgive me. Namaste.